the difference of this forced industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you. If you take a genetic editing, just as an example, it's you who are changed. Yeah. And of course, this has a big impact on your identity.
Yeah. And offers certain kinds of possibilities that have to be careful about. You know, when you began to... When you began to do that kind of gene editing, some people worry that you are changing what it means to be human.
That's the problem. And of course, the new industrial revolution offers us many opportunities, but it raises many fold questions on the ethical, but even legal implications. And we have to be prepared for it, and that's what we want to do in Davos next year.
Talk about technology and how the ways it can be deployed, you know, that contribute to growth rather than exacerbate unemployment. How will that implement itself?
It's a big question mark because there is a fear that technology, robots, just to take one.
Yeah. You gain productivity from machines.
Exactly. And it replaces maybe the workforce or jobs faster than we can replace them with new jobs. Not everybody can be a robot polisher and so on. So there will be new jobs.